We go to Rich in Illinois, listening on 88.1 FM. Rich, your comment for Trent Horn.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I think as long as the society is what it is, that people have different addictions, drug addictions, alcohol, gambling, you know, the drugs, that these children are not going to be taken care of. Our hearts are not towards God. He allowed people to come into power who put these laws into place. So this is the law of the land. If we just bull rush this law out, like we just toss it out as like unethical or whatever, what's going to happen with all of these children that are not going to be loved or cared for and neglected? And suddenly you've got people who've never had to take the responsibility of having a child, and you're going to take away the right to have an abortion. These people are going to be having children. I can't scenario than a child growing up that's not loved.
Oh, okay, Rich. First, if you have your radio on in the background, you might want to turn that down a bit. And let me see if I understand your position. You talked about how God put leaders in place and they gave us these laws. Are you saying that God wanted it to be legal for abortion, or can the leaders God gives us, can they do something that's wrong that God doesn't want?
Well, first of all, our hearts were wrong towards God, or we wouldn't have had these leaders put in the first place.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what you mean by that. I would agree with you that all people sin, and so none of us perfectly lives according to God's law, and we need God's grace in order to be restored into relationship with Him. But I don't see how, but we're all sinners, but I don't see how it follows from that, that because we all need the grace of God, that because of that, when someone commits a heinous sin, like making it legal to end a child's life before they are born, we have to simply acquiesce to that. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Rich, would you identify yourself as a Christian, or?
I would identify myself as a Christian.
Okay, then I would say that many scripture verses, I would hope they would point you in a different direction on this. First, Psalm 146:3 says, "Do not put your trust in human princes, in human beings who can't save," that many of our leaders do terrible things. We have to call them out on it. In particular, Proverbs 24:11 tells us to rescue those who are being dragged to death. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those who are being dragged to death." So my question is, if someone is going to be killed, do we stop and say, well, are they going to have a good life or a bad life? If it's a born person, do we stop and ask if they're going to have a good life, or do we just rescue them from being killed when it's a born person? What do we do in that case?
Well, sir, when people sin, they're going to be dragged to their death. And so when you talk about something like that, there's a spiritual death and there's a physical death. And if we can stop somebody from the physical death, by all means, we should do it.
Okay,
what about the spiritual death? You see, these people are on their way to death anyway, until they turn their hearts back towards God.
Who are you talking? You talking? Are you Rich? Rich, are you talking about the people who are having abortions?
No, abortion is not necessarily the worst thing out there.
I'll agree with you, it's not necessarily the worst thing out there, but I would say ending the life of a small child has got to be up in the top five. What would you say?
Well, I would say that the people having the abortions have got other problems other than just the abortion. You're looking at this from the abortion side, and I'm saying there's a big old battle that's already been lost.
Right, but and how does it follow, Rich,
never, that... Nebuchadnezzar is a good example of what I'm talking about in the Bible. Daniel made it very clear that nobody comes to power on their own. We don't vote in our presidents. If we voted in someone God didn't want in power, he'd never take office. It's very clear. These things are, because of our hearts are towards destruction, He puts people, God allows people to come into power that will lead us into destruction.
But does God give us the choice and the moral duty to oppose those leaders when they harm innocent people?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, sir. If I could help a woman who was pregnant with some finances or a place to stay or anything in that realm to help her in order to keep the kid, I would do it if she wanted that or needed that help. On the same hand, if there's a woman who wants to go and has made this decision to go in and get herself an abortion, I would defend her right. Having been in the military, this is the law of the land. People don't have a right until this is overturned.
So, Rich, 150 years ago, when it was legal to own a slave, and let's say it sounds like you have a charitable, compassionate heart that if we transported you back in time 150 years ago, you could either, if you wanted to, you would buy a slave and set them free. But if somebody wants to take their slave and they need your help to get the slave onto their plantation, you would help them because it's the law of the land. Would you have assisted slavery 150 years ago simply because it was the law of the land?
That's a rough question, buddy. It depends on who the person who was and wanted to help, and I would try to treat that person with as much dignity and respect as they were due as a fellow.
Are you talking about the slave, Rich?
Human being. The slave. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I would say it's not a rough question, actually, that people who have a right to be free, and so we should help those who are enslaved, and we help those who are enslaved by making slavery illegal. And people have a right to live, and we can help unborn babies whose right to life is threatened by assisting their mothers, but also at a larger level, making it illegal to harm those babies. And just because God gave us leaders, leaders can sin, and we have to hold those leaders accountable because God will hold us accountable.